Good morning, brother and sister, and dear friends.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，还有亲爱的朋友们，平安。
May the peace and joy be with us all this morning.
愿今天早上耶稣基督的平安与我们众人同在。
And today, on Easter, we celebrate Jesus Christ's resurrection.
今天在复活的清晨，我们庆祝耶稣基督的复活。
His resurrection proves that he is the Almighty God.
他的复活证明他是全能的神。
His power of resurrection overcomes death and transcends over time and space.
他复活的大能穿越过时间和空间。
And yet, God is not only Almighty and awesome, but a living Savior and Counselor.
我们的神不但是全能的，他更是活着的救主和生命的主。
Yes, for Christians, God promised that our lives would be affected by His power of resurrection.
对于基督徒来说，神应许我们，我们的生命会受到这复活大能的影响。
Christ's resurrection testified to His victory, and it is this victory that takes us into His glory, so that we all may have a new life.
耶稣基督的复活证明他的胜利，而这胜利也带进我们进入了荣耀，也表示我们可以得到这个新的生命。
A victorious life, an abundant life, and an everlasting life.
一个得胜的生命，一个丰盛的生命，一个永恒的生命。
Not only this, the power of resurrection is to be manifest through the life of every newborn Christian.
不仅如此，这复活的大能要体现在每一位重生得救的基督徒的生命里面。
In the hope that this world may be changed.
借着我们来改变这世界。
Today, I would like to share with you some thoughts concerning this victory on Easter.
今天我要跟大家分享关于复活节的得胜。
Victory over sin, victory over death, and victory over separation.
胜过罪，胜过死亡，胜过隔绝。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, with joy and peace, we humbly get together to worship you and to praise you.
亲爱的天父，我们在这里一起来敬拜赞美你。
We also gather together today on this special day of Easter.To celebrate Christ Jesus' resurrection.
我们在复活的清晨聚集在一起来庆祝耶稣基督的复活。
We pray that the power of resurrection be with us.
我们愿你复活大能与我们同在。
And we pray that every person in the congregation would personally experience your presence.
我们愿意在这里的每一个人经历到你自己与他们的同在。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名字求。Amen.
If you read the last chapter of all four books of the of Gospels in the New Testament,
如果你读是新约圣经四卷福音书的最后一章，
you will find that it all starts by saying early on the first day of the week.
他们的第一句话都是七日的第一日清晨。
What a proclamation!
这是一个荣耀的宣告。
That bring all of us new hope and new beginning.
带给我们新的盼望，新的开始。
Now I would like to bring you all, perhaps, back to that first Easter morning, the first day of the week.
我要带领大家回到2000多年前的七日的第一日清晨。
Yes, it was about 2,000 years ago.
是在2000多年前。
Several women and Jesus' disciples witnessed some scenery.
耶稣基督的门徒还有几个妇女见证了一些景象。
Specifically, they saw an empty cross, an empty tomb, and an empty burial cloth.
特别是他们看到一个空的十字架，空坟墓，空的头巾。
Which reminded them of Jesus' promises.While he was still with them.
提醒他们耶稣还在世的时候给他们的应许。
Strange enough, Jesus' promises were delivered to all of us on Easter through some emptiness.
很奇妙的是，耶稣基督给我们的应许是在复活节，借着空虚托付给我们。
In today's world, promises are often full of emptiness.
在今天的世界里面，充满了许许多多空虚的承诺。
We just went through a long season of presidential elections and heard a lot of promises. Many of them sound too good to be true.
我们刚刚经历过一个很漫长的总统选举，有给我们了许多承诺，其中当中听起来好像都是真实的。
And if you just turn on the TV, the advertisement promises us that we can be happy, healthy, rich, famous, etc., etc.
如果你打开电视，广告向我们承诺说，如果你购买特定的产品或服务，你就会感到快乐、健康、富有，或者是出名等等。
If only we purchase some products and services.
如果你拥有一些服务或一些购买一些产品。
It does not take long to know that the world's promises are full of emptiness.
不需要很长的时间，我们会发现世界给我们的承诺都是很虚空的。
But on Easter, God gave us emptiness that is full of real promises that are full of grace and blessings.
但在复活节，神给我们充满了恩典和希望，真正的承诺和应许。
That morning, the women and disciples saw three distinct sceneries.
那天早晨，妇女和门徒们看见三个独特的景象。
These three sceneries, the empty cross, the empty tomb, and the empty burial cloth, bring to us the biggest transformation ever.
这三个景象，空十字架、空坟墓、空的裹头巾，带来人类历史上最大的变幻。
Because of the empty tomb, we see shame transform into glory.
因为空的十字架，我们看见羞辱转变为荣耀。
Because of the empty tomb, death transforms into life.
因为空的坟墓，死亡转变为生命。
And because of the empty burial cloth, separation between man and God transforms into togetherness.
因为空裹头巾，使人与神的隔绝变为人与神的同在。
These three emptiness, the empty cross, the empty tomb, and the empty burial cloth, also testify to the biggest victory ever.
这三个景象，空的十字架、空的坟墓、空的裹头巾，见证了历史上最大的一个胜利。
Victory over sin, victory over death, and victory over separation.
它表示我们胜过罪、胜过死亡、胜过隔绝。
These are God's promises fully fulfilled in Jesus Christ.
这是神的应许，完全实现在耶稣基督的身上。
Because neither the cross, nor the tomb, nor the burial cloth could contain Jesus, we now can be sure of the fullness of God's promises in our lives.
无论是十字架、坟墓、裹头巾，都无法亵渎耶稣基督的复活。神的应许可以很肯定的实现在我们的生命里面。
As we are his children, his victory becomes our victory.
我们是他的儿女，他的胜利成为我们的胜利。
So first, victory over sin.
第一点，胜过罪。
Let's begin with the empty cross.
我们从空的十字架开始。
The salvation on the empty cross fulfilled God's promise to forgive our sins.
空的十字架满足神赦罪的应许。
Let's go back, if we can, to that first Easter morning.
如果我们可以，让我们回到第一个复活节的早晨。
It was early morning, dawn. The sun had not risen.
这是清晨，黎明的时候，太阳还未升起。
Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were on their way to a tomb.
抹大拉的玛利亚还有另外一个玛丽，正在往坟墓的路途上。
It was the tomb that Jesus was buried.
是耶稣被埋葬的坟墓。
They have been walking for about 30 minutes.
他们大约行走了30分钟。
The task before them was a very sad one, because they are going to anoint the body of Christ.
摆在他们面前的是一个悲伤的任务，因为他们要去膏耶稣基督的身体。
As they came to the top of a rise in the path, they stopped.
当他们来到上升路径的顶部的时候，他们停了下来。
Motionless and quiet, they stare off in the distance.
一动也不动，安静地往前看。
As you look with them, look off to the right, toward the hill.
如果你与他们同看，一起往右边朝山丘上看。
People call that the Calvary.
他们称那个地方为骷髅地。
Stood three empty crosses.
站立着三个空的十字架。
You see, yesterday was the Sabbath, so nobody had yet removed them.
昨天是安息日，所以还没有人把这十字架除去。
So these crosses stood there empty, a reminder of the horror of Friday.
这三个空的十字架提醒他们恐怖的星期五。
The one in the middle, that's the one I want you to pay focus.
中间的那个十字架是我要你集中精力去思想。
That's the one on which Jesus was crucified.
那是耶稣基督被钉的十字架。
It is the cross where he died, but today it is empty.
那个十字架是他死的地方，可是如今它是空的。
Empty of Jesus' body, but full.
十字架是空的，耶稣却是完美的。
Full of God's promises, full of hope, hope for you and hope for me.
充满了从神而来的希望和盼望，是给你和给我的。
The promise.On the empty cross is that you and I stand forgiven.
空的十字架表示你跟我如今在神的面前是被赦免。
Because it was on that cross that Jesus paid the price and paid the penalty for our sins.
因为在这十字架上，耶稣代付了我们罪的刑罚。
A couple of weeks ago, we stayed in our son's home for 11 days.
几个星期前，我跟太太一起住在儿子的家。
Mainly to take care of our two grandchildren. When our daughter-in-law left for New Jersey to visit her mother, and our son was in and out on business trips.
最主要是要照顾我两个孙子，因为我的媳妇要去新泽西探望她的母亲，而我的儿子就常常要出差。
It was a tiresome undertaking.But a very rewarding experience.
虽然是个令人疲倦的任务，但令人非常非常的欣慰。
So every night, Anna and I would read some Bible stories and pray with them before putting them to bed.
每天晚上在临睡之前，安娜和我会跟孩子们讲圣经故事，还有一起祈祷。
One night, I was reading the story of Jesus' crucifixion.
有一天晚上，我读到耶稣基督被钉十字架的故事。
With tears in his eyes, my five-year-old grandson James commented.
含着眼泪，我那五岁的孙子詹姆斯喊着说
：“It is so unfair.
这太不公平了。
”And then he asked, "He is God. Why would he have to do this? Isn't there another way?"
他继续问说。为什么他要这么做？他是神，难道没有别的方法吗？
I think that is a question that we should all ask ourselves over and over.
我认为这是一个我们应该问自己一遍又一遍的问题。
On the cross, Jesus, the sinless, offered his perfect life for the forgiveness of our sins.
在十字架上。耶稣以无罪的生命代替赎世人的罪行。
You see, before that fateful Friday, God could open the books and look up the name of each one of us.
在这致命的星期五之前，神可以打开书，看看我们每一个人的名字。
And found the words underneath, marked in black, guilty of sin.
并发现用黑
guilty of sin.
会发现下面有用黑笔标志下面写的一句话：有罪的人。
But when Jesus died on the cross, God literally transferred our accounts to His name.
当耶稣基督死在十字架上之后，从神从字面上把我们的账户从我们转到耶稣的名下。
On that day, across every name, God wrote in Jesus' blood, forgiven, forgiven, forgiven.
那一天，在每一个人的名字，神写道，借着耶稣基督的血，赦免，赦免，赦免。
Yes, all of our sinful acts are forgiven.
是的，我们所有罪的罪恶行为都被赦免。
Since then, the cross, a symbol of shame, became a symbol of glory.
自此以后，十字架的羞辱变成一个标志为荣耀。
Yes, how many ladies are proudly wearing a cross necklace today?
如今我们许多的女士都喜欢戴十字架作为一个装饰品。
Yes, the empty cross transforms the shame of sin into glory.
是的，空的十字架使羞辱转变为荣耀。
Moreover, like Jesus who died on the cross and later was removed from the cross.
此外，就像耶稣死在十字架上，后来被取下来。
We who belong to Christ have also crucified our sin on the cross and have left our sinful nature on the cross.
同样的，我们属于耶稣基督的人，同样我们也把我们的罪性钉死在十字架上。我们把我们的罪行钉死在十字架上。
Hence,The empty cross symbolizes the glorious victory, the victory over sin.
因此，空的十字架象征着荣耀的胜利，胜过罪。
Facing the sin, we are dead, but facing God, we are now alive.
面对罪，我们是死的；面对神，我们是活的。
Second, victory over death.
第二点，胜过死亡。
Now let's look at the empty tomb.
让我们看看空的坟墓。
Because the tomb is empty, we have God's promise of a resurrected life.
因为坟墓是空的，我们有神的应许，复活的生命。
Let's get back to that morning with our ladies.
让我们再一次与妇女们回到清晨，那清晨。
After pausing briefly to view the empty cross, they continue on their way down the path to the tomb.
在空十字架面前，空十字架那里停留了短暂，他们继续往前走。
As they walked, they must be wondering aloud, "Who will help us to move that stone?"
我相信他们边走边一直在思考，谁要帮助我们挪开这巨大的石头呢？
They had good reason to be concerned.Because the stone that was placed in front of the tomb was very, very heavy.
他们有理由要担心，因为摆在耶稣坟墓面前的石头是非常非常的巨大。
However, when they arrived at the site, they found the stone was already rolled away from the tomb.
可是当他们到坟地的时候，他们发现那个大石头已经被挪开了。
Furthermore, when they entered, they did not find the body of.The Lord Jesus.
况且当他们到坟墓的时候，他们找不到耶稣基督的尸体。
While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in gleaming clothes stood beside them.
当他们正在猜疑的时候，两个穿着闪闪发光衣服的人出现在他们的面前。
In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground.
在他们惊慌中，妇女们脸伏地。
But the man said to them,Why do you looking for the living among the dead?
那两个人对他们说，你们为什么在死人当中找活人呢？
He's not here. He has risen.
他不在这里，他已经复活了。
Yes, Jesus has risen. He is alive, and the tomb was empty.
是的，耶稣已经复活，他仍然活着，所以坟墓是空的。
Death is transformed into life. And with that, What a tremendous promise that holds.
死亡转变为生命，这是神给我们何等巨大的一个应许。
Indeed, the empty tomb demonstrates power, God's power over death, and His power of the resurrection.
空的坟墓证明神的能力胜过死亡，他复活的大能。
He transforms death into life.
他使死亡变转为生命。
For our children's Sunday school today, the church has prepared over 800 Easter eggs.
今天我们的儿童主日学，教会特别为我们的小朋友们预备了800个彩蛋。
In celebration of Easter, while adding a little fun to the program.
他为我们庆祝复活节增添了许多乐趣。
Children will be given opportunity to hunt the hidden eggs and enjoy the treats inside the egg.
小朋友们有机会去寻找这些彩蛋，然后享用里面的巧克力。
I read a very touching story not too long ago about an empty Easter egg.
不久以前，我读到一个关于一个空的彩蛋的一个动人的故事。
An eight-year-old boy named Robert came to a Sunday school class in a church of a Midwest college town on one snowy Sunday.
在一个下雪的清晨，一个八岁的孩子叫罗伯特，他到教会的主日学。
His family had just moved into this town as Robert was receiving treatment from the university hospital.
他们全家刚刚搬到这个大美中的大学城，因为小罗伯特正在接受治疗。
Robert was challenged by medical problems since birth and looked weak and pale and talked somewhat weird also.
罗伯特从小就面对很多健康上的挑战，他的脸色苍白，而且说话有点怪异。
Initially, their classmate didn't like him too much.
刚开始的时候，班上的同学并不太喜欢他。
Soon, the winter snow ceded to the spring green. Everything was so fresh and alive.
很快，冬天的雪隔让给春天的绿色，一切都显得神气气爽。
And Robert seemed to look a little bit more normal also.
而小罗伯也显得比较正常一点。
Two weeks before the Easter, the Sunday school teacher introduced a special project to the class.
复活节的两周之前，主日学的老师介绍一个特别的项目给各个班级。
He gave each student a plastic Easter egg and asked the student to bring back the egg with a symbol of new life inside it.
他给每一个学生一个塑胶的鸡蛋，然后叫他们放一些东西来表示一个新生命的一个意义。
So enthusiastically, the class responded.
全班都很积极的响应。
So on Easter Sunday, all the eggs were turned in and opened one at a time.
在复活节那天，所有的蛋都被交回来，一个一个的被打开。
With each student explaining the meaning of his or her symbol.
每个学生都在解释他选择的一个意义。
In the first egg, there was a pretty flower.
第一个蛋是一朵美丽的花。
The second egg.Open was a beautiful butterfly.
第二个蛋被打开的时候是个美丽的蝴蝶。
Small. And the next, some green grass.
第三个是绿草。
Finally, the last egg was opened, but it was empty.
最后打开最后一个蛋的时候，它是空的。
Some kids commented it was not done right.
有些孩子说这做的不正确。
But then Robert spoke. He said, "This is mine."And it is done right.
罗伯特说，这是我的，做得很正确。
The Easter egg has to be empty because the tomb is empty.
他说，这个彩蛋必须是空的，因为坟墓是空的。
Tragically, the treatment did not work.
不幸的，治疗无效。
And Robert died a few weeks later.
罗伯特几个礼拜后就过世了。
At the funeral, Nine of Robert's classmates, along with their teacher, brought their symbol of remembrance and placed it on Robert's coffin.
在他的葬礼上，他九个同学和老师们带了一些纪念品，把他们放在他的棺木上。
In addition to flowers, their unusual gift, unusual gift of love to a robber was an empty egg.
除了花，他们给罗伯特一个很特别爱的礼物，就是一个空的鸡蛋。
Now a symbol to all of them of hope and eternal life.
这是象征着我们所有的人都有永恒的生命和盼望。
If we have been united with Christ in His death on the cross, we are surely be united with Him in His resurrection.
我们落在他的死上，与他联合；也必在他的复活上，与他联合。
The empty tomb testified Jesus Christ's victory over death and confirms the promise that we too will be raised to eternal life.
空的坟墓见证耶稣基督胜过死亡，也见证神给我们的应许，我们同样也会得到永生。
To those who accept Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, death has lost its sting.
对那些认识耶稣基督、认耶稣基督为主、为救主、为生命主的人，死亡的毒钩已经失去。
It is no longer something to be feared.
我们不需要再惧怕死亡。
What fear is there when we have the promise that one day we'll live forever in heaven with Him?
我们有一个盼望说有将来有一天我们要跟神同在在天堂上，那我们有什么需要惧怕的呢？
A father and a son were driving down a country road one afternoon in the spring when suddenly a bee flew inside the window.
在一个春天的下午，一个父子在乡间的路上行走，开车行走的时候，有一只蜜蜂飞进了他们的窗口。
Being deathly allergic to bee stings, the boy began to panic.
因为对蜂蛰有过敏的现象，所以这个孩子非常非常的惧怕。
As the bee buzzed all around inside the car,
当蜜蜂在车里面叽叽喳喳叫的时候，
Seeing the horror on his child's face, the father reached out and caught the bee in his hand.
看见孩子脸上恐怖的表情，父亲就往前把蜜蜂捉在手里。
Slowly, the father opened his hand and the bee began to buzz around once again.
慢慢的，父亲将手打开，而蜜蜂又再一次到处飞行。
Again, the boy began to panic.
再一次，小孩又开始惧怕。
The father reached over to his son and opened his hand, showing him the sting still in his now swollen palm.
父亲就往孩子那里去，打开他那已经被刺肿的手给孩子看。
Relax, son, the father said. I took the sting, and the bee cannot hurt you anymore.
他说，放轻松点，儿子，我已经承受了这个蜜蜂的毒钩，它再也不能伤害你了。
Yes.Empty tomb is God's way of saying to each one of us, Relax, my child. I took the sting. Death cannot hurt you anymore.
是的，空的十字架就是神的方式对我们说，孩子放松，我已经接受了，承受了死的毒钩，罪，死亡再也不能伤害你了。
On Easter, God's promise through the empty tomb is His salvation, which raises up to eternal life.
在复活节，神应许我们，借着他的救恩，我们必会全然复活。
Last, victory over separation.
最后一点，胜过隔离。
Now let's look at the empty burial cloth.
然后我们现在来看空的裹头巾。
Let's go back to that Easter morning with the ladies.
让我们再次跟那些妇女回到坟墓。
After the angel had spoken to the women, they immediately went back to the disciples and reported what had happened.
当天使跟他们讲完话以后，他们就赶紧跑回到门徒那边，报告他们所发生的一切事。
With this incredible news, Peter, we just read the Bible, Peter and John immediately raced back to the tomb to see for themselves.
面对这令人难以置信的消息，彼得还有约翰就赶紧跑回到坟墓那里去。
When they got there, they discovered the tomb was just the way the women had described. It was empty.
他们回到坟墓的时候，他们发现就像妇女所说的，坟墓是空的。
But that's not all. Inside, they found the clothes that Jesus had buried in.
不仅如此，他们发现耶稣所被埋葬的衣服。
They too were empty.
也是空的。
The strips of linen were lying there empty, and the burial cloth was folded up by itself, also empty.
细麻风布也是放在旁边，而裹着耶稣的裹头巾也是整整齐齐放在旁边。
This could only mean one thing. Jesus was alive.
这只能意味着一件事情，耶稣还活着。
If someone had stolen his body, they would not have removed the strip of linen and the burial cloth and folded them up neatly and left them in the tomb.
如果有人真的是把耶稣的身体偷去了，他们不可能把细麻布还有裹头巾整齐的折叠放在旁边。
Truly, Jesus was resurrected. He left behind the burial cloth and he left the burial site.
诚然，耶稣已经复活了，他留下了裹头巾，还有离开了坟地。
In order to be with us.
为了与我们同在。
He has transcended over time and space and transformed separation into togetherness.
他穿越过时间和空间，他使隔绝成为同在。
The Bible recorded that Jesus himself would later appear to Mary Magdalene, to all the apostles, and at later, eventually to over 500 people.
圣经记载的耶稣后来向马莫大拉的玛利亚，向其他的门徒，还有最终向500个人显现。
Once again, they would be able to fellowship with their Lord.
再次，他们可以跟他们所爱的主一起相交。
You see, that is the promise of the empty burial cloth.
你看，这就是神给我们这空裹头巾的应许。
Jesus is alive, and more than that, he wants to be present with us.
耶稣如今
and fellowship with us.
耶稣如今活着，他要跟我们一起相交。
Think about that.
想想看。
The cross, empty cross, couldn't hold him. The tomb couldn't contain him.And the burial cloth became unnecessary.
想想看，十字架无法医治他，空的坟墓无法遏制他，空的裹头巾是不必要的。
Because Jesus was alive.
因为耶稣基督还活着。
He was recognizable by all who saw him later, and he was with them.
他被后来看见他的跟他在一起的人认出来。
Comforting them.Encouraging them, feeding them, and commanding them.
他安慰他们，鼓励他们，喂养他们，命令他们。
He talked, he touched, he loved, and he healed.
他交谈，他抚摸，他爱，他医治。
He did a day on his resurrection, and he does it still today.
他在复活的那天做了这些事，他如今仍然在做。
And most importantly, he wants to do it with you and with me.
最重要，他要为你为我来做。
He is a living savior, but also a living counselor.
他是活的救主和生命的主。
He desired to have a personal relationship with each one of us, just as he did with his disciples 2,000 years ago.
他渴望与我们每一个人有一个个人的关系，就像他在2000年前与他的门徒一样。
He wants to be with us.
他要与我们同在。
He wants to help us with his protection, provision, and providence.
他要以他的保护、供应与眷顾帮助我们。
Brothers, sisters,
弟兄姐妹
and dear friends,
还有亲爱的朋友们。
On this day of Easter, let's celebrate Christ's resurrection and the effect of the power of resurrection on our lives.
在这复活的主日，我们当一同庆祝主的复活，并他复活大能带给我们生命的影响。
This power has overcome sin, overcome death, and overcome separation.
这复活大能已胜过罪、死亡、已隔绝。
Through this power, we are redeemed. We are given eternal life, and we're having Jesus as our personal Savior, but also personal Counselor.
借着复活大能，我们罪得赦免，得赐永生，并得耶稣基督为生命的主。
The book of Isaiah prophesies both the first coming and the second coming of Jesus Christ.
以赛亚书预言耶稣基督第一次和第二次的再来。
Isaiah prophesies that Christ Jesus will make the blind to be able to see.
以赛亚预言到耶稣会使瞎眼的看得见。
The crippled to be able to walk.
瘸腿的能行走。
The deaf to be able to hear.
聋子能听得见。
And the dead to be resurrected.
死亡能够复活。
This is the message of Easter, and that is our faith.
这是复活节的信息，也是我们的信仰。
Finally, a story to close this sermon.
最后要以一个故事来结束今天的信息。
Peter was on his college's basketball team, but just an average player, albeit a solid player.
彼得是大学篮球队的队员，不过他只是一个普通，表现普通的一个球员。
Whenever there was a homecoming game, you could always find that he would invite his father to come to the game.
每一次有主场比赛的时候，你会发现他会邀请父亲来看比赛。
You could see that prior to the game, he would take his father to the seating before returning to the team.
你会看见每一次在比赛之前，他会领他的父亲到座位上，然后回到他的团队。
You could see that from a distance, his father was always smiling.
你会在远处看到他的父亲总是面带微笑。
Unfortunately, in his senior year, just before an important home playoff game, his father died.
很不幸的，在他大四那年，在一个重要的赛季比赛之前，他的父亲过世了。
After the funeral, Peter returned to the team, and to everyone's surprise, he played the best game ever in this important game.
在那个葬礼以后，彼得回来，他在重要的比赛中打出他有史以来最好的成绩。
Actually, he was the reason for his team's victory.
其实他是他球队胜利的原因。
So after the game, the coach asked Peter.
在他比赛之后，他的教练问彼得。
You did so well today. It must be that you did this in memory of your father, right?
你今天表现如此出色，是因为为了纪念你的父亲吧？
And Peter replied, Yes, sir. Not only did I do this in memory of him.
是的，先生，不仅是我打得那么好，不仅是为了纪念父亲。
But also because this is the first time he could actually see me playing.
更重要是今天他是第一次真正可以看见我打球。
You see, when he was physically alive, he could never do it as he was a blind person.
因为他在世的时候，他是一个双盲失明的人，双目失明的人没有办法看见我打球。
But now in heaven with God, he can see me playing.
但如今他在天堂与神同在，他可以看见我打球。
Brothers, sisters, and dear friends,
弟兄姐妹，还有亲爱的朋友们
，This is the ultimate promise of Jesus Christ.
这是耶稣基督给我们的最终的应许。
This is the power of resurrection.
这是复活的大能。
This is Christians' faith and hope.
这是我们基督徒的信仰和希望。
This is the victory on Easter.
这是复活日的得胜。
And this is our message of Easter to the world.
这是我们在复活日给世界的一个信息。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we are so thankful.
亲爱的天父，我们心里面充满了感恩。
You sent your only beloved Son to sacrifice on the cross.
你差派你独生的爱子耶稣基督为我们钉死在十字架上。
And later resurrected.
三天后复活。
So that we, as a Christian,
叫我们这些信你的人
we have the power to overcome sin, to overcome death, and overcome separation with you.
叫我们可以胜过罪，胜过死亡，胜过与你的隔离。
May this power resurrection with us all from now till forever.
愿你复活的门与我们同在，从今到永远。
Praise in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名字求。
Amen.
Amen.